For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From high atop Powder Mountain, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker on location.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, January 17th. Five cruise ships have made inaugural calls to St. Martin within 1 month recently. From December 6th to January 3rd, Phillipsburg welcomed the Azamara Onward, Carnival Celebration, Viking Neptune, Aida Bella, and Celebrity Apex for the first time ever. Viking Neptune visited St. Martin just before heading out on its world cruise. In a post on Facebook, St. Martin said that the inaugural cruise calls are, quote, a strong indication of the destination's popularity among cruise lines. And due to bad weather that produced high winds and choppy seas in the Bahamas over the weekend, Carnival Sunshine's voyage out of Charleston became a cruise to nowhere. The ship was originally scheduled to visit Nassau on Saturday during the four-night cruise, but since Nassau was the ship's only planned port, the cruise wound up not going to any ports at all. In addition to receiving refunds for the shore excursions and port fees, guests received $100 in onboard credit per stateroom and a 50% future cruise credit to make up for the inconvenience. And last Friday, the Port of San Diego became one of the first ports in California to have two cruise ships using shore power at the same time. Those ships were Disney Wonder and Oceana's ship Insignia. The port first installed a shore power outlet at the cruise terminal in 2010 and more recently added a second. The two outlets will result in at least a 90% overall reduction in harmful pollutants while the ships are docked there. The Port of San Diego also is working on the installation of an emissions capture and control system, which would be able to connect these ships that aren't shore power capable and reduce their emissions while docked there as well.
And the market was closed on Monday in observance of MLK Day and reopens later on this morning. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Powder Mountain with a winter remix going on in Eden, Utah, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Tuesday.